Most parents of public school students in Wyoming can access all sorts of data on how their child's school is doing. But the public cannot see test scores or graduation rates for the state's two online learning providers. That lack of transparency is a problem that those providers and education advocates around the state would like to see fixed. In part two of our series on virtual education, Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank explains why that problem exists in the first place.
With about 600 students, Wyoming Virtual Academy, or WIVA, is the largest online learning program in the state.
Hi.
But the only physical trace of it is a nondescript three-person office building in Lusk.
This office here, we have our registrar, our compliance coordinator, and myself, the operations manager.
Kristen Stauffer points out a map of Wyoming hanging in the office lobby. It's dotted with pushpins, each representing a recent WIVA graduate.
So, I mean, we have kids in every part of Wyoming, really little towns and then some great big towns, so pretty much everywhere.
What people really want to know is not where these kids are from, but how they're doing in school. And that's not easy to track. WIVA's academic director, Nicole Tiley, says her students score above the state average on the ACT, but admits WIVA's graduation rates are far below average.
A lot of times, Wyoming Virtual Academy is a last resort for students, so it's hard to graduate students in 4 years when they come to us with juniors with 10 or 12 credits.
But the thing is, precise graduation rates for these students, PAWS scores, ACT results, none of that information is publicly available. The reason for that, Tiley says, is the same reason the program is headquartered here in Niobrara County.
So Wyoming Virtual Academy is not a school. We are a distance learning program in the Niobrara County School District. All of our students are enrolled in Niobrara County Elementary School, Middle School, or High School.
So WIVA's accountability data is lumped in with those schools. In recent years, Niobrara County School District's graduation rate was less than 50%.
That only tells part of the story.
Aaron Carr is the district's superintendent.
Our actual bricks and mortar graduation rate is in the mid-90% for the students of Niobrara County. However, WIVA students, even though they may live in Sheridan, Green River, Evanston, you name it, they're still a Niobrara County high school student.
Carr says WIVA attracts some students who are behind on credits, were unsuccessful in traditional schools, or are otherwise at risk for dropping out.
So that's a factor that does play into making us look like a failing school when we're not.
While both Carr and WIVA would love to see the data separated out for transparency's sake, Carr says he has a moral responsibility to students who need WIVA, no matter what it means for his district's performance data.
We're going to do the right thing. Let's say, for instance, we have to take a risk and know that that student may be a dropout, but they need WIVA. We're going to take them in, okay? We have to. We got into this field to help kids.
Wyoming Virtual Academy was the last resort for Patrick Flores. Patrick is diagnosed with autism. He says he wasn't getting the attention he needed at his Cheyenne Elementary School.
The teachers wouldn't, like, help me even if I had my hand up.
Patrick's mom, Esther Flores, says she finally pulled him out after several destructive episodes in his fourth grade classroom.
He had a lot of isolation, seclusion, and restraints. The last time he destroyed a classroom, they called me to pick him up. And when I arrived, there were four adults on top of him. We were told by the principal then that the next incident, they would call the police. I just said, well, he's not being educated right now. There has to be another option.
Patrick could not go back into a classroom then, so he's been a WIVA student ever since. Now the 14-year-old eighth grader learns at his own pace in a controlled environment. Esther says he's finally engaged with learning, but still catching up.
We're hoping he can graduate from WIVA with a diploma.
The only thing missing from Patrick's education right now is social interaction with classmates.
Recently, we did inquire about having him take one or two classes back in brick and mortar now that he's doing so much better.
Blending traditional and online learning appeals to more than just WIVA students. More than 90% of Wyoming educators surveyed by the Wyoming Department of Education said they'd like to see more brick-and-mortar students taking some classes online. We'll hear more about efforts to expand virtual learning in the next part of our series. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Aaron Schrank.
These reports are part of the American Graduate, Let's Make It Happen, a public media initiative to address the dropout crisis, supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.